Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have some new information I need to share with the group and with the listeners of the Slacker Show and the entire radio station, Alice 105.9.
Okay.
Our concert is on Saturday.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Alice in Winterland.
Yeah.
Lose.
Daddy
Swims.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not in with a whisper.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, those guys.
Trees.
Oh, and
this is gonna be the best day of my life.
Concert.
American authors. We didn't say that.
God, I always want to call them all American authors.
No, just.
I know. Concert Saturday. Don't think there might be some tickets left over. Not very many. We're doing a ticket Thursday on Thursday. Listen to BJ and Jamie. Listen to Heather. Listen to us all day Thursday, blowing out the final tickets. So that was my announcement. I say we do a little rousing round of telephone talent show.
Ooh. Oh. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I've been hearing about this.
Erica, I want to point something out.
What?
Do you remember when American Idol used to do the William Hungs?
She bangs. She bang.
We get more William Hungs than we get Kelly Clarksons.
And like I said,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm very excited for this.
We want you to call with your, if you have a talent where it's like, hey, I'm double jointed so I can like make it seem like my arm turns all the way around. It's radio.
This needs to be more like impressions, singing, counting, multiplying. I don't know.
Counting? Watch this.
I know all the multiplication tables of four. I don't know.
We've had some burpers before. We've had people saying things backwards.
Do you remember
something like that.
The dolphin?
Daz, yes.
There was somebody who was like.
Like that?
But dude, better. I'm dead serious. It was like. It was wild.
Wow.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what I can do. What can I do?
Why are you looking at me?
I can do this one thing.
You can sing for... Oh, yeah.
No.
Dang it.
You make... Hold on. Do it again. Yeah. Okay. That's him licking his cheek.
It's Cameron from Ferris Bueller's doing it poolside.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Sorry. What else?
I can kind of beatbox. I say kind of because they're like pros.
And like,
I can't. I don't know. I just.
But you can do the like
the boots and cats.
Okay.
Does anyone else think it's really awkward to watch someone
beatbox? Yeah. That's why I closed my eyes.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I think it was in Ted Lasso where they said, I never know what to do when a grown man beatboxes in front of me.
You're supposed to spit something. Come on.
Okay, that's pretty good. Anyone else want to take a crack?
And my problem is we don't have the resources prepared for my skill.
Oh, you need resources.
Yeah, I can name any Taylor Swift song pretty much in like 3 seconds.
Oh,
or less.
We have to play it.
Right. Take it off.
And maybe I can't beatbox because you just did it.
So we're going to keep going. We'll give you some list things and try to do some more. But we want to hear your talent that can be conveyed on the telephone. 303-222-5423. I would say you can text or call, but it feels like a texting of your telephone talent show.
Not gonna
feels
work.
Really strange.
Slacker and you and I, we do this thing where Ray Romano talks with Patrick Mahomes and goes, Patrick!
I can't.
Now you got to do it.
I can't even bubble that fast. Hold on. Because this is my
Deborah.
What's Deborah?
That's Ray Romano.
Deborah, Mom!
You are so much more borderline Kermit.
Okay. Yeah.
For some reason, I can't do it right now. What has happened?
Oh.
I remember years ago, and I don't think there's any way we can do it now. We used to have like tape machines in here. So it's like we could record somebody who called in on tape and then we could play it back. But this person called in and said, this only works with tape, but like they go, I can speak backwards. And they would, and they wouldn't go like it, that like if you're saying them backwards, be meh. They would go, yes, was that, yes, what? And you're like, we put it on tape and we played it back. It's like, so that girl is cool. And you're like, what the what?
That's
it
crazy.
Was insane. It was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I have goosebumps.
They
That's
were
crazy.
So good at it. You could give them a sentence and they could do it.
Aren't we a little concerned about that person and how they developed that skill?
Tons and tons of alone time. Like,
that's
just probably a horrifying, tragic childhood.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't know. Some of these talents are like truly just God given. Like,
there's a comedian magician guy. Have you ever seen the guy? He's got Netflix specials, and you go 96124, and he's like, oh, that's a little town outside of whatever.
Any
zip code, like immediately.
Ooh.
Or you tell him your town. He's like, oh, that's obviously 80501. That's Longmont. And you're like, what? He's not like, you can name something in Massachusetts. And he knows it.
Well, we all met that guy. We went to a radio thing and he knew all the call letters
of every radio station in the United States.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
That's a weird talent.
Right. Also from being alone a ton.
Okay, well, I'm going to cry.
He was attempting to do Kermit.
Deborah! Why can't I do Patrick? Is that Patrick?
Yeah, Michael Patrick.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway. You're losing the ray a little bit.
It's only when you say Deborah that
Deborah.
You sound. There it is. All right. If you've got a talent, is this going to go good or is this?
It's going to go.
It's going to go. Call us with your telephone talent. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing telephone talent show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one that Erica? Never mind.
The dolphin?
Yeah. Do it again.
That wasn't even my talent.
What was yours again?
It was the Taylor Swift songs, but we don't have you know,
no, but
time
you
got to
have
that.
A better one. Don't you have anything?
No, I'm not a talented person.
Why don't you stand in the corner and think about what I'm trying to test her.
You.
I'm trying to test you.
Oh, yeah, that's better than revenge.
Do one of your accents.
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
I have kind of a confession here.
Okay.
With the listeners who have called in.
Yeah.
I have not had them prove their talent to me.
Oh.
So you did the shortcut and you're just like, you got a talent. Hold on. Well, so we don't know if it's going to work or not.
We're going blind here.
Okay.
I like it.
Katrina.
Yay.
Telephone talent show. What's your talent?
I can fart with my mouth pretty well.
Okay. I might have to leave the room.
How do we know it's your mouth? All right.
Yeah, we're gonna need to hear you talk straight into it, and then okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Let's hear the on command mouth gas.
Where is it?
And was that it?
It was a silent.
Oh, wait.
Silent one.
Can you do another one? Okay, there's.
Hey, Katrina.
Can we pretend you ate a lot of beans or something? Like it's a longer one. Give us a real powerful.
A long one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Taco powerful. Bell at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
You guys are disgusting.
Now that's a talent. Now we're working.
Okay. I think we should find other talents.
No, I, okay. Katrina, when did you discover this gift?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Just all right. Lifelong.
Yeah, just a lifelong thing. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty terrible.
Yeah, thanks. In the middle, did you say silent, but did you start to say that?
Yeah, I did, okay. Yeah.
All right. That was cool.
I'm sure it smelled really
bad. Yeah, Laura.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Are you laying in the shuttle? Okay, telephone talent show. What's your talent?
I've got a pretty quick backwards alphabet.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, this is awesome. Go for it.
Z Y X W V A U T S R Q P N M O K G I J I H G F E D C B A.
Ooh.
I don't even know if you said 26 letters.
Can you do that, hammered?
That's why I learned it that way when I was like.
But can you start at a random letter?
Do it.
No, that never make you go.
Like,
are you guys talking about a DUI check?
Yeah, because that's when people started learning it. Because they're like, there was this urban myth that cops could make you do it backwards, and like people started learning it. And it's like,
but can you do it backwards starting at M?
They would never. Yeah,
I can't do it forward starting.
Exactly.
At M.
That is how they prove you're drunk, though. The real thing they do is make you start at a letter. They go just go from like, and then it'll never be from like L to Q because that's L M N O P or whatever. You're like, that's really easy to do. They'll make you start at like J and go to like R, and you're just like, if you're hammered, you go J.
If I was like, unhammered, I would go A C D M G H I J.
Wait, so that's how they know.
So I'm going to jail no matter what.
Most of my telephone talent show things are because I've learned them to get out of DUI.
That's not good.
Like this one, I am under the alcafluence of alcohol, as many think will peep I am. If you say that, they cancel the roadside. They're like, you're hilarious.
You can I bet.
Okay. Throw in a few mouth farts and
you're
good to go.
Oh my God.
They love it.
Russell.
Yay.
What's your telephone talent?
Well, Elmo is really good at doing Elmo's voice.
Are you a man?
Are you a child?
Yes, I am. I am 2.5.
What?
Oh, he's a character.
I regret all the DUI stuff, the mouth farts, all of it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't know why I feel compelled to try to say something before I just start the music. Yeah.
News. No! News! No!
Our only real hope. This is news. Or no.
I don't know if my friends at Steel Bros work on systems like the one we have here, but something's going on. It's blowing white hot air directly at my face right now.
I just think
it's 190 degrees in this room. What is going on?
Can you relax? I think we just need to go over and use the air.
Yeah, who turned it up?
Not me.
Somebody turned it up? It's a billion degrees in here. This just in. Local disc jockey.
What is wrong with you?
Local disc jockey's having a heart attack.
I just checked it. It was set to a billion.
It was set to a billion. And you're going to tell me, look me in the eye, Hack, and say a guy did that.
Oh, no.
We have been sitting here doing nothing.
I left the room just before.
Wait. We've been working.
Well, yes. Nothing with the thermostat, I mean.
Working.
Don't tell them we're doing nothing.
That's not what I meant. Good evening.
Oh.
Good evening.
I'm wondering if Hack... No, I don't want him. He yelled at us. I'm wondering if Hack is going to try this.
Nope. How's that feel? We want to make it vindictive? Is that what we're doing?
Okay.
I don't even like the P word. But you got one person gets
Good
to
evening.
Say the P word per. You
don't.
Hey, now you're breaking protocol with the no
okay.
thing.
I'm just trying to
it's
get
the heat. It's getting
you. I need all of you to take a deep breath. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank
our girl Miley Cyrus is in. What?
Yes.
It's a breach of protocol
but
for the
she
second
didn't
person.
Say it.
I know, but you're not.
Keep going with your story. Keep going. All right. Miley Cyrus is engaged after 4 years
what?
Of dating Max Morando. Yes, she's.
Who's he?
He is a drummer, I believe, for a band called Lily. They've been together since 2021. They've been together so long.
So right after Liam?
Mm-hmm. She took her time. And she was saying that the thing that's been like the most astounding is that they've actually been able to be pretty private.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about it.
I had
this
no idea.
This is my first inclination.
No
I've
idea.
I've known about them, but they keep pretty quiet.
And paparazzi doesn't seem to track them
sometimes,
that much.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a really cool ring. I think it's a bezel setting.
Yeah.
And she's rocking it on red carpets.
What's a bezel setting? Is that the one like, where it's like held together by the thing?
By the gold
itself.
It's like
itself. In the band.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's like in a thick band. So it's just like sitting in there.
Do you know
it's
what
really
John
cool.
Intensio is?
No.
Yeah.
Like the Cherry Creek, they have one.
Yeah.
They always show one that's like,
yeah, I love
it's just
a
like
bezel.
Dangling there. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe on the next wife, I'll try that one.
Maybe, Slacker, you can dream.
All right. So that's congrats.
Congrats are in order.
Miley. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I picked my story specifically to not get noped by Slacker.
Oh,
and now you've used your nope. So I'm at a real crossroads here. I'm still going to do it, though. Today is Charlie Puth's 34th birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Charlie. I know we all love Charlie. But he has caught some flack because he's been announced that he's going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And a lot of people think he doesn't have strong enough vocals for it.
Mm. It might be a bit like, how's the national anthem go again?
Oh,
yeah. It might be a little like, oh, say, can you see?
Yeah. Oh.
With his little piano. That's what my arms were
can
doing.
Can anyone use their nope on her?
It might be like that. No, but they, I don't know. Is he going to bring the teacup up and like hit while he does it?
Like make a, I'm going to sample this. Oh, here's a perfect pitch.
Is he
going to
loop
sharp.
Something?
I don't know. He has responded to the
No, I was just like, why are we being so mean?
Well, I just.
I love Charlie Puth.
Aaron, you went to the show with me, right? It was me, you.
Yes.
Okay. He faked a lot of that.
But not
and I don't
singing.
Know if it was because of the altitude, but he's like a theater kid. And for some reason, he's a guy with perfect pitch. There's so many great things about Charlie Puth. He can write a song like a riot. But when he lip syncs, he becomes a theater kid. So he's up there going, you just wanna, and you can see he's singing. And then he's like, like he moves his mouth so obviously when he's lip syncing.
Like he has perfect pitch. So why wouldn't
he? I know,
he?
But like on the high stuff, when he played Belco Theater, the place where the Alice Winterland concert is,
this Saturday.
He faked the high stuff. 100%. I was there. You went to school for music stuff.
I'm in such an uncomfortable situation right now.
Why?
Because I found out today that I'm interviewing him, and now I don't know what to do.
Oh.
You don't have to. He's not going to hear about this, Charlie, you little cheater.
No,
I just think it's because of the altitude. I think he was like, he wants to be perfect. And didn't like want he wanted to nail those high notes, but he just kind of faked
excited.
It. So, and I also think almost everybody fakes the national anthem now. I think
Whitney
faked it.
Who's Whitney?
Whitney Houston, the most famous national anthem of all time.
I don't think he'll fake the national anthem.
I don't think so either.
And maybe it'll be interesting.
He has responded. Maybe you could ask him about this.
Yeah.
He says that he's working on a unique arrangement and that it will be one of his best vocal performances.
I just don't know if unique arrangement is going to go well.
I will say this. Whitney Houston, number one, got knocked down. Ooh. Who knocked her down? Anybody remember? He remembers.
The country guy.
God, yes.
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton smoked her. I don't think Charlie can come in close to that. No matter what he does, he won't get close to it.
It's so interesting. I mean, you already said it. It's like he's so musically gifted. I just don't. Why?
He's sometimes too musically gifted. Okay. Sometimes
too genius.
Yes. It's like sometimes if you just want a burger, you don't want Bobby Flay to make it.
So
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. So he has kind of the same problem you have. Just too genius.
God. Okay. Aaron, I think you should play all of this for him.
Do not let Charlie know I said any of this. You know how much I adore him. I love him so much.
What?
You know that I do.
I didn't know we had time for another, so I'm scrambling.
Anybody else got one?
Yeah, there was something.
All right, we came in.
Wait, it's that people who cry are better leaders.
Yeah!
I couldn't find the scientific evidence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is day two of the 12 Strays of Christmas. My assumption is dog one was adopted because Erica adopted it.
I'm giving everyone else a chance.
Yesterday was
Cider.
Yeah.
Sorry. Beautiful dog. Beautiful dogs. You texted your fiance yesterday, and his response was unsettling.
Why?
Like, he didn't say no to the dog.
He didn't say no. He said, so cute. How old?
Okay.
But I think
it's a pro husband move. Yeah. I'm not shutting it down, but I'm not open to it either.
Right, I'll let it be your idea, but
he's playing advanced level.
Yeah, that is really advanced. Have you taught him things?
You guys should talk more. Today's dog might even take over Cider's role as wanting to go home with me.
Okay, so it's another one from the same litter as Cider. Who do you have, Erica?
This is a chug named Chestnut.
Oh, that was such a big yawn.
Chestnut just yawned. Chestnut's a little shaky. I think Chestnut's like, hi, why am I in a studio?
Well, stage fright.
We're boring him.
Yeah. I think maybe the bigger question is, did we talk about this? Why does Erica get to hold the dog every day?
I think I just strong-armed my way into it.
Okay. That feels weird.
We could pass him around other days.
That feels okay.
But look, this one loves me.
These are from Lola's Rescue. We have a link to their site on our site, on our socials. And each day we're featuring one animal. But if this one, as we've said in previous days, is gone, there are plenty of other animals that need a home, not just for the holidays, but forever and ever.
Yes. And this is, I mean, they're just the sweetest dogs. So this is, they're from a litter of five.
Okay.
We think one may already be gone, maybe two by now.
Okay.
But, you know, if Chestnut's not available, his sister Ember could be.
He's shaking so much.
He's shaking because he's a little nervous.
It's okay.
He's a little
nervous.
Nobody
listens to this show at all.
Yeah.
You don't even have to talk, buddy. Oh my gosh. You guys, if you're not watching this on Instagram,
he's the beautiful, like light brown, just He's so like cute.
Classic Chihuahua color.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about with Jamie yesterday, and she's in the background today? How much is it to adopt a dog? It varies, okay? Like one of these, would you ballpark it? I don't know why I'm screaming. I have a mic.
$550 adoption.
Okay.
Are up to date on vaccines. Spayed, neutered, microchipped.
$550, she's saying. Yeah. I don't know if you could hear it.
Spayed, neutered, microchipped, all of it. Up to date vaccines. Thing. By the way, you're getting a deal.
Yeah.
For this dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd pay three times that for this dog.
I would literally sell my soul for you.
The other thing we learned yesterday that I think we all did is you can go on your King Supers card and designate a charity. If you didn't know that already, don't feel weird. None of us knew it. And make Lola's Rescue your spot.
They get a kickback. Yeah.
They do. And they have an Amazon wish list and a Chewy wish list. We're going to try to get them some extra food, some toys, some probiotics. All the things that doggies need.
Also, if you're interested in adopting any of our dogs from the 12 Strays of Christmas, did I get that right?
You did it. You crushed
or cats. We will have cats. Let us know. Like DM us or text us so that we can let Lola's Rescue know as well. But definitely go to their website to fill out the application.
Yep. So we're going to try to have more animals tomorrow. It is... Can you stop making out with the dogs?
I love it so much.
Did I miss anything, guys? I know we're brand new at this, but I think we got the heavy
no,
stuff.
No, it's a quick application process. You usually hear back within a few days. And
if you have other dogs or cats or kids, they'll set up an appointment. This is not a puppy mill. Sorry. They're going to make sure you're a good fit because they don't want to go through this again. We want these.
And they have dogs. Somewhere. They have animals of all ages too, not just puppies.
So yeah. Whatever your family's looking for. Bring us a hard one, like because these ones seem easy. You can bring us like a shelter dog. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay. So
he wants to say something.
Okay.
Oh, he got shy. Never mind.
Go to our Instagram page. Check out dog number two. I've already forgotten the name.
Chestnut.
Of the 12 Strays of Christmas.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Why do I feel like Erica will have the most stories about this? we want to talk about dating disasters. I just read. It's really long. I want to try to summarize it. This woman, like I think she lives on Waikiki Beach or something. She lives somewhere gorgeous. So every date would be awesome. But this guy's like, hey, how about we go for a walk? Me to start there.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Right?
Yeah, really? It's like, where are you taking me, huh? Oh, no, I love it.
First date, go for a walk.
I mean, I don't want it to be like secluded into the national forest, but yeah, like on the beach, sure.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Beach just as dangerous as national forest.
Throw me in the water, kill me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe like a city walk, as I like to call them, urban hikes. I'm fine with that.
You would?
If there's people around.
I'm sorry, can I just ask you this? Doesn't that scream I'm cheap as hell?
Oh.
A little bit like,
I don't worry too much about
I don't want
that.
To buy you a drink or an appetizer or a meal or a coffee. I just want to walk next to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't love it. I'd be like, weirdo.
I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. And then...
You can get to know them. I'm sorry. Fighter jets are currently attacking the building.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't know what that was. Okay, sorry about it. Well, stop telling your story. Anyway, so she agrees to that. She's about 5-6 minutes away from this spot where they're going to meet, and he texts her and says, hey, can you pick me up?
So he doesn't have a car.
I don't know what that means. He's got a DUI. He doesn't have a car.
Okay.
He's not organized, at least.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah.
She's like, no, I don't drive for Uber. Just kind of find your way. So she waits there. He eventually shows up. She tries to make small talk with him, ask the questions, you know, how are you? Where do you work? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, this feels like you're interrogating me.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Dude. Now you're out. You're in a walk on a beach.
But it's obviously showing that he's not asking her questions.
And he doesn't seem very interested.
Yeah.
So after he says that, she stops talking. He stops talking. So now they're just walking in silence. And finally... she goes, hey, what's going on? He's like, well, I was waiting for you to ask another question.
What do you want?
Now, is it this moment as he's saying the words, I was waiting for you to ask another question, that she notices his teeth are not stained. They're not white, but they're not stained. They're actually brown.
What?
Like they're, she's like, they're
are they
solid
wooden teeth? Brown.
I don't.
Are you George Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said they're not off white. They're not coffee stained. They were brown. At which point she said, well, this date is over and I'm going to leave. And he came in for the hug.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And offered to walk her to her car.
Shoot or shoot.
Oh, no.
With your brown teeth, your interrogation tactics.
And now you're like down the beach from the car, and he's going to ask for a ride home, isn't
right.
he?
No, shit, I don't know. It just says she just ran to her car, preferring the company of literally anyone else, including the strangers in the parking lot.
Mm.
That, my friends, is a dating disaster.
It's not good.
Can you top it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can top it, but it ends up embarrassing for me as well.
Okay let me just get a phone number in. 303-222-5423.
I was going on a first date. This is back when I lived in San Diego. And the guy asked to meet in an area that was not close to me. But I was like, whatever. It was like an island kind of in San Diego.
Okay.
So I drive over there. It's like a little bit of a trek. I get there. And the moment I see this man, I'm like... You know, when it was a dating app date.
Insta-Kim, like
and
his
just
pictures
instantly
weren't real.
I was like, not going to go well. But whatever. Mm. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to have a drink.
What color were his teeth?
I don't know, actually. I think they were white enough. So we walk up to the place that we were going to have a drink. I think it was a brewery. And they're like, hey, we're like packed right now because you would sit down. Come back in like 20 minutes.
Should I just get a small?
Then we had to just... cruise, so kind of a walking date, around. And frankly, he was interrogating me. He was asking all the classic date questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are you from? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? And I'm like, I don't have hobbies. So I don't know. Then he gets to.
You're a bad date.
Yeah. No. I was being so friendly. Okay. Like, it was fine. But I was like, okay, clearly, like, he's nervous, whatever. And I already knew it wasn't going to work.
Can't you just call it?
I just felt too bad.
I know.
That's what sucks is when you know it's not going to work, but you just have to keep
and
it going.
I can talk to
a
wall.
You're going to wait 20 minutes and then start your date?
I can talk to a wall. It's fine.
Oh, God.
And
Erica.
Then he goes, I may have told you guys this once before. Are you a cat person or a dog person? And I was like, I didn't have Swanson yet, but I was like, I'm definitely more of a dog person, whatever. What about you? And he goes, oh, I'm into birds. And I was like, okay.
I don't think you've told us this before.
Yes.
He's a bird person?
Me, cats or dogs. And then responds
with a third
I'm
option.
Into birds. So
could be worse. Could be iguanas or something.
It could be. I don't like bird people, though. So we get a drink. I go home. A couple days later, I make a TikTok to some trend that's like, when you go on a date immediately know it's not it.
Oh, no.
Yes, everybody. This man commented on it.
No!
Cool. Thumbs up emoji. And I was like, because the people you may know feature.
Dude, he should know better.
He
it's about
just
you.
Let
just,
it go.
Just let it go.
When was this?
I don't know.
Are you going to go back and try to find it? No.
I'll find you the TikTok.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Never saw
him
again.
Was that the last time you talked to him, though, too? Was his thumbs up?
And I think prior to the TikTok, I had texted him and been like, hey, it's like, don't think this is going to work.
Yeah. You do that? Yeah. That's so nice.
I think you're for
the birds.
It's the
right thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I was on a date with you, that would have been the end right there.
Yeah, come on. My teeth.
Do you guys
He does have great teeth.
Do you remember the one? I don't remember if this was off the internet or if it was somebody who called in, but somebody was like, it was a casual conversation or whatever, and he said that he's a guy who names his car, which that's not weird.
Yeah.
My cars usually have names.
Yeah.
Okay. But the end of the date, then they're walking out of the restaurant. He's like, come here. And he walks her over to the car and he's like, I'd like you to meet.
Oh, no.
He formally has the moment. Like, would that be it for you? Like,
yes. Anyone who's also obsessed with their car.
Mm. But he's not obsessed. It's just got a name.
No,
he's obsessed.
Maybe he was trying to make it a move and be like, hey, this is Swanson.
Would you like to?
Do you want to ride to my place?
Whoa.
Would you like to see the back seat?
Yeah.
Would you like to go in the back door of the car, the
do
hatchback?
Do you want a house door? Sabrina Carpenter song.
Okay, great. Anyway, that was the end of that date.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have had a horrifying date, first date or otherwise, we call them dating disasters, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica doesn't get to tell any more of her stories. Now it's going to be about the rest of us. It's dating disasters. Denise?
Yay.
What was your dating disaster?
So I got asked out on a date by this guy, and I thought he was cool. And then he shows up at my door and had a dress for me to wear.
First date?
What?
It was the first date?
The first date.
Hold on. Before she says anything else, what's the vibe in the room on that? Because it seems cool later.
No, later.
I'd wear it.
I was insulted. I'm like, I don't know how to dress for a date.
Yeah.
Especially, so he's like, pick you up at 7 and then picks you up at 7 and says, now change. Like, you're already ready, right?
How does he know your size?
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but on your dating profile, it usually says I'm 5'4", and then he looks at you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it wasn't even a dress that I would have bought for myself.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
And then
I put it on, and I'm like, I'll be a good sport, whatever.
Oh.
You did? Wow. I would have shut the door in his face.
No.
Yeah.
You walked around with the weird guy. Okay, pretend you're all tough.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Wait, how did it go?
So then we go to dinner, and it's not going well. Like, I can't. We went to, like, Josefina's, when you remember that.
I love Josefina's. What a great spot.
Yeah, but he spent the entire time drawing on the table and not talking to me.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's like an Italian restaurant. You can draw on, like, they have the butcher block on
which,
the table.
Like, him drawing could be cute and, like, ooh, he's creative. But he just forced you to wear a dress. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Might be.
So then I'm trying to make conversation. All he's doing is drawing and won't even look at me. So then we finish dinner, which was excellent, by the way, as always.
Yeah.
And he takes me home and he's like, can I walk you to the door? And I'm like, sure. And he goes in for the kiss and he got a handshake.
Not even a cheek kiss.
And then he asked for the dress back.
I'm gonna wait for you to change and bring this to my next date.
Oh my gosh. Did you give it back to him?
Did you get murdered?
I did. I almost took it off in front of him, but I'm like, no, that will send the wrong signal.
Wait, I kind of would have loved that, though, because, like, you're missing all of this, baby.
Wow, that is wild. Oh. Thank you, Denise. Maggie?
Yeah, I guess.
Dating disaster, what happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It totally threw me for a loop. So I was traveling for work about maybe, like, 2 months ago.
Okay.
I'm single, so, you know, and I travel for work. I hit up the hotel bar. I'm just hanging out, you know.
Nice.
You know, it's just a great time. So I'm at the hotel bar. I'm just getting a drink, minding my own business, and it was classic, right? Like, look across the bar, make eye contact, smirk a little bit, right? So he comes, right, it's classic. So he comes up to me, we're chatting, and we're, like, really hitting it off. It's like sparks are flying.
Nice.
So I was like, oh my gosh, this is really exciting. Like, he seems like a really great guy. And then while we're sitting there, he gets a FaceTime call and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, excuse me. Let me take this really quick. And I was like, yeah, of course. No problem. So he steps away and is on FaceTime whatever. And then he kind of comes back over a few minutes later and he's still on FaceTime. And he's like, oh my gosh, Maggie, here are my three kids. I was just, they were just calling to check in on how my work trip was going. So let me introduce you to them. And so he's introducing me to his children.
This isn't even your first date. This is like
tonight. I just met this man. And was like,
married?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I have no clue. I was like, of course, immediately looked down at his, I was like, does he have a ring on? And he did not have a ring on.
Okay.
So if he is married, that's shady.
Okay.
But he was introducing me like I was his girlfriend.
Oh.
Like, it was like, guys, I really want you to meet this Maggie. Like, she's really amazing. Like, and I
you guys are going to like her. I was like, what?
You guys are going to like her.
What are you doing? He's in her business. He's a closer. He's going for it.
That is not the wrong answer. Dude, okay, so that was,
I can't be like, you know, I can't say like, no, I got to go. And these kids are all smiling on the other side of the phone.
Yeah, but you can't let the kids down.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, it's time for me to go.
My dog is FaceTiming me. Yeah.
You didn't continue to talk to him after the FaceTime, though. That was it?
Yeah, that was basically it.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say something.
That was really cute. Anyway.
He's a loser.
All right. Thank you, Maggie. Riley?
Yai.
Dating disaster. What happened?
So I went on a first date with this guy and he called a car service to pick me up, which I was like, yeah, I was like, ooh, this is kind of nice. Felt really special. The date went well. And then, at the end of the night, he called a car service for me to go home too. It ended up being the same driver, same car.
Oh no.
And I just was like, oh, that's a little weird.
Oh, not really.
No, it's for sure like a friend or something.
You're right. How did you know?
It was because.
No, I used this guy named Ahmet, and he would like, he was mine for the, like, you go to a Broncos game, it's like, hey, I'll see you at this gate later. Like, that can happen too.
Yeah, if you're actually paying for a nice car service.
He had used this car service enough that, like, he was buddy-buddy with the guy. It was, like, literally one of his friends that he was doing it to try and impress me.
Did he wear like a fake driver's hat?
He didn't wear a driver's hat in car service. What year do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Not wear a car hat. If he had done that, I would have guessed it on the first round, right?
But was it a nice car and everything?
It was a nice car, yeah, but it was his buddy's car.
Okay, but
his buddy who has a car.
Right.
That's
a good point.
Good, you guys.
Why ask a friend to do it if you could just do it? And also, actually, I'm concerned that you gave him your address on a first date. That's all.
What?
I've done it.
I thought it was a car service, you know?
Right. Yeah. Nope. Just his buddy who might come rob you later.
Okay. Just real quick, just for the naysayers, was the date part good?
The date part was pretty good, but like the guy lied. It was weird, and then like his buddy, like the way.
Also, you heard her voice.
It just made it really strange.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but like he's resourceful.
Loser.
Okay. Wow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Normally, when I am teed off about something. I have a feeling of where the rest of the room is going to fall.
Oh.
But this time, I don't know. This could be very divided or not. I really don't know. But I am very teed off.
Teed off the problems in the real world. Teed, I don't care. Get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I just want a little credit.
Because you got that really fast.
Yeah,
I did.
Fast.
He didn't warn me ahead.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
And I got it in there.
Very fast.
Yes.
I'm impressive. This show's about honesty. Sometimes being teed off means we have to hurt those that are closest to us.
He's gonna hurt one of us.
No, Sonic the restaurant, I'm looking at you.
Oh, no. I want everyone feel the disturbance in the force.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No,
Hack will never talk smack about any place that makes a burger or has soda machines or, worse yet, pea ice.
Oh, it's so good.
The Sonic pea ice.
Sonic never screws up the drinks. I will give them credit for that. They never will screw
like
up.
They're like tiny Chick-fil-A pieces.
Chick-fil-A ice. Oh, I used to drive all the way to Chick-fil-A to get the ice.
Yeah.
Once you have children and you have to go to sporting events and like you need your little Yeti with a little mama's little helper in it.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Like the perfect combination is Chick-fil-A lemonade, Sonic pea ice or Chick-fil-A pea ice and whatever your favorite vodka is. And it's like so delicious.
Yeah.
And then eventually all the other parents are going to want you to bring it. And when you have the ice, a full bag of the pea ice.
You get a bag?
Oh, yeah. I would bring, I have a thing called the coolest. It's not a cooler. It's actually elevated. It's the coolest because it's got speakers in it and a blender in the top.
Can we address something before we get back to this?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Why?
Yeah. He's worried. We used to have like station kickball tournaments and he would bring it.
Yeah. Really, the only problem is your son wasn't on any of the team.
No,
anymore.
He wasn't. Like, yeah, I was making $300-$400 every just showing up to flag football with my special pooch.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Sonic, okay, we're looking
so
at you.
Sonic does this thing. They are the only one that I have seen that does this, where you order ahead on the app, all fine, you pull into the spot, they bring it out to you. That's where Sonic's a little different, because there's no inside. So they bring it out to your car. You got to park at a stall.
I know people hate it when I do this, but I have to interrupt one more time.
Okay.
The Sonic by my house, the app almost never works.
Oh, no.
And when it does work, you pull up to a space, you hit the button, they don't bring it out. You pull up to a mobile space, they don't bring it out. You have to get out of your car.
What?
You go inside. Have you ever gone inside?
Inside?
No. You're not really going. Like,
no, are you allowed
inside?
But
there are DoorDash
go
people
in, so
in there. So you go inside.
What?
Half the time, they're just squeegee in the floor. And you're like, am I supposed to be in here? You're not supposed to be in there. But you're in there.
Oh.
And you're like, hey, I can see that's my order right there. And I'm like, we'll get it. And I'm like, can you just...
Oh,
they
boy.
Never... At the Sonic at 104th and Tower, they've never, ever, ever brought it to my car. Ever. When it was cold one time, I just went through the drive-thru. And I'm like, hey, have a thing. They're like, pull into space. I'm like, I was.
Oh,
I sat
no.
there forever.
Okay. Well... Sonic
do you
and
feel
Parker,
better?
You're doing better than
I
that.
Feel a little better, but okay. Screw you, Sonic.
Okay. Wow.
But they do this thing at the Parker one where they bring it to you and they give you the bag. And the bag, I don't know if this is a post-COVID thing. I don't know what this is. But the bag is stapled shut.
Yeah.
And everyone knows rule number one of fast food. Now, I'm in the game heavy. I know. You get the bag. You check the bag. You
yeah.
have
yeah.
to check the bag,
check.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to
yeah.
make sure
yeah.
because you're going to drive all the way home and realize they forgot half your meal.
And you yep. got to eat one French fry.
Yes.
You do.
Yeah.
That's one. Rule number two.
Yeah.
I order a second fry or the largest one they have so that enough fries can disappear on my way home and go unnoticed.
Oh,
you say you're in the game? Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, that's one more
good.
Aside real quick.
Yeah.
Last time I went, I decided to order a bunch of extra stuff. Did you know they have weird little desserts and things now?
Oh, yeah.
There was like, so I ordered all these things and Mia ordered a corn dog and some pretzel
the corn
stick.
Dogs. Yes. Yeah, pretzel stick. Yep. $1.99 menu.
That got him fired up.
Okay. So they hand me my stapled bag. I rip it open. I start to drive around. And as I drive around, the woman is standing in front of my vehicle. I almost killed her because I was looking down at the bag. And she's like, wrong food.
Huh?
But I've already opened the bag and touched everything in the bag.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
So I had to give it back. And then they brought me other food, which was, in fact... the wrong food.
Oh my God.
The food they had given me first was closer to what I had ordered. I took home like a regular hot dog, not a corn dog. It was the worst. It was a nightmare. Okay.
Maybe I should have kept this more vague.
Have a lot of we're going to burn down Sonic.
You have so many issues.
Like, this is all on one
you
trip.
You are more teed off than
yeah.
T-Hack
I'm sorry.
Right
you're
now.
Right. It's teed off with T-Hack. Sorry.
So, yeah. So every time the bag is stapled, there's no way when you order in the app to tell them, hey, just don't staple the bag. I got to check it. I hate because I'm so. Whatever I am that I hate, like opening because
yes.
the staples fall into the bag; they just fall into the food. And now
not,
it's like
they don't.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Thank you. But I have
okay,
to check.
Now I'm not on your team.
I have to check.
I'm with you.
And I got home and I was complaining about it to my wife, and she says that people just do that because you know they don't want you to think that anyone messed with your food.
Also, it's for the Dashers. They're like they just staple all the to-go's so the Dashers don't steal.
Oh, for the Dashers.
It's for the Dashers because they would Eric it and steal the first fry.
They never stolen a random person.
No, but
you're not a Dasher. If you're a Dasher, you'd absolutely steal their fry.
One for the road.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Stapling the bag is the most theater of the mind thing possible. Having the bag sealed or stapled has no indication of whether your food's been messed with or not. It could have just as easily been spit on, touched weird, like done anything.
And
then staple the bag. It means nothing, but we just pretend as a society, oh, it's stapled. It's all clean.
We
just pretend. It's fine. It means nothing. So stop doing it.
Did you hear the statement, we pretend as a society in there? Like, yeah. This has global impact on
it
you
does.
Right now.
It does. We all pretend like, oh, the food is safe. You're like, it's not. It's just an inconvenience. And now I ended up in the emergency room last night. I ate 13 staples.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we had this crazy idea recently that we were going to do a Slacker Show Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Yeah. And then I said to myself, no one wants a Slacker Show Christmas card.
You're wrong.
Well, yeah. Okay. Let me say this. We put it out on the air. We were like, if you want one, text in. And a bunch of people texted in.
Right.
But that their level of commitment was text, I want one. Like,
yeah.
If you really want one, like now you have to give up your address.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we got to. Yeah.
Right. And it, like I, even if like my favorite show on the planet, Dan Hardy on 99.5 The Mountain doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on at the same time as us. So flip over there, come right back.
No. Don't.
But if they were giving something out, then as soon as they ask for my address, I'm like, I don't know, man, that feels.
But it's a Christmas card. Yeah.
I know, but then you know this company, we're probably going to start trying to sell you stuff. We're going to start direct mailing you.
I don't think this database is going to the grand database.
I was just kidding. We don't have any money. They don't have the money to. We're paying
mailers
for the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
They have my address.
Right. Yeah. So if we do this, you're going to have to give up your address, people.
I think like 50 people have already. I have a document started.
Shut up. Yeah. Where? On Insta?
People sent it on Instagram, on Facebook. Yeah.
For real? Yep. You have? Okay.
So from here on out, just go to the link.
Yeah.
Go to the link to make life easier.
There's
for
a link already? Wait, you guys already made it?
I believe it's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. Is it
nobody
not?
Woke me up
it's
for this meeting.
It's on the contest page on alice1059.com.
Okay, so there's hoops to jump through. Can we
I'm
get it on the front page?
We'd love
I can
to.
Make sure that it's there. Yes.
Okay.
I can contest also, page, not events page. Contest.
Contest, okay. Yes.
Okay. And I will put the link
there. We go
on the Instagram stories. So if you're like, row, 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 I don't know what they're saying, just go to the Instagram stories.
Okay.
You can give us your address.
But we need to print them, so we need to know how many of you want them.
Yeah.
Because printing 50 is different than printing.
I just got to it. There's not a lot of hoops. It's like one click.
So you go to alice1059.com, and then you see the whole thing. I think the first thing you'll see is like, it's the giving tree, right? You'll know you're on the right.
Yes,
like,
yeah. And then just go to contest, and it's right
click
there.
Click contest, and it's like, nailed it. I know, but I just want it as big as the giving tree. Like, they have their thing up there. Can we have our thing up there?
I actually think 12 Strays of Christmas is up there.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, we're busy.
Yeah, we're very festive this year.
Okay, so because we think we're doing this, we went and took pictures.
Yes. It was my first time, I guess only my first time at the Hack household. And what a journey that was.
Oh.
I want to buy your house.
I just think it's so funny because before we even got there, because we were at King Soopers first, Erica's asking about parking. Yeah. She was so worried. And I was like, girl, it's residential. You park on the street.
Yeah.
Bark in the yard if you want.
Yeah. I don't know.
He does it all the time.
Yeah.
I had never been there. I just want to make sure.
Okay. He doesn't live in a gated community.
Now I'm ready to buy the house next door. I love their home. It's so beautiful.
Can you imagine? Oh,
we could carpool.
You could fix the gate.
Yeah. Zane would be on it.
I just want to say this. Like, you were in my neighborhood a few weeks ago and you didn't come to my house.
Yeah.
What if you would have wanted to live next to me?
Way too far.
Too far for what? This job?
Life.
How long does it take you to get here to work every day?
About 20 minutes.
Takes me 30.
No highway miles. No highways.
That's a bad thing. You want highway miles.
No, I'm cruising. Highway miles are going slow.
When it's snowing, which weighs faster, highway or crappy Arapahoe Road? Yep, I win.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
They plow the highway.
It's kind of out of the way, though.
Anyway. But see, there are no sweet young children at your home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you don't know that there's a couple in the basement.
Okay.
Clawing their way out of the pit of despair.
I got to spend quality time with Hazel and Leo.
Okay, would you like to talk about what we did at Hack's house? The only reason we went there is we didn't know where else to get a tree.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one had trees up yet. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was great. And they had like five actually, right?
Six.
Six?
You have six trees up?
Six trees up in our
downstairs,
house.
Downstairs,
yeah.
Upstairs, kids' rooms. Mm-hmm.
Kids'
There's
room.
One right when you walk in by where you hang your coat up. That doesn't really count as a tree. It's like garland shaped like a tree.
It's a pencil tree, so it's very skinny.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that count?
We have two of those, so maybe that's one tree.
Oh. It's like a micro pee-pee. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It is. It's like a weird little...
Well, okay. The six trees, clearly we have to go to the Hack house.
Okay. Anyway,
do this.
Let's talk about what happened when we got there. Aaron? Erica was tragically kidnapped.
I was.
She was
and it was the best day of my life.
What happened?
I was kidnapped by a young woman named Hazel. I don't even remember what happened. At first, they were a little nervous because they don't know me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, she's like, come on. And took me upstairs. She wanted to show me their Christmas trees in their bedrooms.
So well, that counts for two trees. Got it?
Yeah. Then I was weirdly in your children's bedrooms. For a while.
Yeah.
Less restraining ordery if it's you.
Yeah, thank you. I was learning about every ornament.
Aww.
The ones that they have matching. We're running back and forth between the rooms to see the matching.
That is so cute.
Shut up. That really happened?
Yeah, and then Leo
saw... You were gone that long?
She was gone forever, yes.
He came upstairs and said, we kind of need her. And then Leo saw our pajamas and put on his pajamas that looked like it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So cute. By the way, the Christmas card, if you want it, again, we just told you how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You will get to see us in the matching pajamas as an homage to me, who has...
No.
Yes.
It has now been proven. It's on the Wikipedia entry.
It is not proven.
I was the one who...
Yep.
Other people were doing it. I'm not saying I was the first person to do it.
Yeah.
I made it mainstream.
You said on Wikipedia? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't sew the pajamas yourself.
No, but of course not.
Right.
No one's thinking that he sewed the pajamas. Well, people are fighting.
He had the platform and you used it.
I did some research on this, and back in the day, like some of the catalogs at JCPenney, Montgomery Ward, started doing matching pajamas. It's true. In the 30s and 40s. For mothers and children. Mm-hmm. I brought in the dads.
Yeah, because
and matched us all.
Yeah, just then, the moms and the kids match. Leave the dad out of it.
They did. They did. I have them. I collect the Montgomery Ward's catalogs from the 30s, the year of my birth.
Ooh, you have any Sears?
Right. Okay.
You have any Sears ones?
I do. The bra section's a little bit sticky, but
okay.
From eating sticky buns. My mom makes the best sticky buns at Christmas.
I'm done with
she
you.
She does.
Yeah. You.
They're the best.
If you want a Christmas card, send us your address.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to know if I'm too old to do something.
Yes. Anytime you're asking yourself this question, the answer is probably yes.
I don't know. It depends.
But I might be just self-conscious.
Oh, okay.
Am I too old to join
a cult?
Well, no.
You're never too old enough for
that.
Like a
recreational pickleball.
Yeah!
No!
Like a Volo, get a team together, play play one night a week for 8 weeks.
Have you played pickleball?
No, never in my life.
Well, you don't start. Okay, I'm sorry. You don't start at league. Don't you know what I'm saying?
Well, I got time until it starts.
Hey, I'm going to join this league. We all got matching shirts.
But this
like,
is
what are
the
you doing?
Party league. So there's drink specials for after across the street.
Okay. Erica, just join the league that I'm in. Alcoholics.
No.
You don't have to pretend.
No,
to like play a sport to go
it's
drink.
Like something to go meet people. You know, I've been talking a lot about trying to make friends, and it's not going well. Oh, no. I haven't made. Other than the three of you in this room.
No, you have.
No.
Like the people who own the bar.
Okay. A friend.
They're great.
Mm, there's alcohol again.
Not people. I have not made a friend who I would text and go, you want to go get a coffee right now? I do not have a single one of those.
You don't?
And frankly, I wouldn't ask any of you that
you
either.
You wouldn't. No, that's weird.
Because we're all busy and we see each other a lot.
I don't drink coffee.
So. And, yeah. And T-Hack's out for that reason.
Yeah. Okay. So... you think the answer, oh my God, is this trendy sport?
Well, I wouldn't play any other sports in a rec league. I'm not fast enough or in shape enough for like a soccer.
Why? Which I was actually weirdly thinking about this recently because you've mentioned that you played field hockey.
Yes, you're was very good.
Yeah.
Then why couldn't you go back to it
my
now?
My team was really good.
Which is crazy. Like, I've never seen field hockey. I know what it is, but there were not. They didn't play in high school. I've never been to a game. I've never played it myself.
We were number one in California. I'm not kidding. Multiple years in a row.
Wow. So, yeah. So you're athletic. You could play, like, get back into that.
It's like was athletic, though. It's like you saying you're a basketball player. You were a basketball player.
Many, many moons ago.
Right. It was just a long time ago.
I haven't run the length of a soccer field.
You don't have to do that in pickleball, though.
You have to run a lot.
No.
Are you playing singles or doubles?
Doubles.
And well, then you don't have to run.
Dane would join me. We would join a team together.
Yeah, well, obviously. You're not. If you don't have any friends, who are you going to be doubles partners?
Me. I'll do it. I love pickleball. I used to play tennis. So
this doesn't translate.
It's not does. A team all the tennis four, players.
So it could be Aaron and someone else.
Nick. I volunteer.
Perfect.
Him.
Okay.
So back. Does this mean we're joining a team?
But you used to play tennis. Why not just play tennis?
I would. I would do that, too.
Okay. But that's what I don't understand why we... switched from tennis, which is the sport that everyone, tennis and golf are the two that like you can play your whole life. And now it's like, and also tennis light. We need.
There's something about pickleball that old people can do though, because pickleball was popular 10, 15 years ago when for some reason my treadmill was broken. So I would go to the rec center in Reunion or whatever. And their track is above the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
So you run around it, and they would split the basketball court in half, and half of it was just old people with these big mallets hitting. And I'm like, what are they doing? And it's like, oh, it's pickleball. I'm like, what? That's never going to catch on. And now it's like the biggest sport on planet Earth.
Right. So I'm saying this gives me greater chance to make friends.
I get, but also I remember they used to do that at the YMCA when I was growing up, where they'd split it. But they used to play badminton.
Yeah,
so like we're just eliminating other sports.
I know badminton is the unspoken.
Badminton was dumb.
What's your problem?
Do you know what the new thing is?
Everything already.
What's going to kill pickleball? Have you heard of paddle?
I have. Heard of paddle. Yeah,
paddle looks more fun than pickleball.
Very trendy in New York.
Wait, I haven't heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's trendy with the F1 drivers too.
It's
like pickleball except PADEL.
Yeah.
It's like a huge deflated ball. So like you hit, it won't bounce. It's like,
like hitting a medicine ball.
Kind of. It's not 5 pounds. It'll go over a net.
Oh.
But like, it's like when they're in Monaco driving the F1, all the drivers just blow off steam at a paddle court. Also, you're in an enclosed thing. So you play the walls.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yes, you play the walls. So it's just like.
That's like racquetball.
but it's still a huge thing.
Okay. So am I too old or not?
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Tis the season that I would like to play a little round of Christmas trivia.
Yeah. What kind?
I have some things here. I think the three of you can play.
Okay, can I hijack this real quick because we haven't talked about this? We have to just talk about this every year at this time. What? Is anybody out yet on Last Christmas?
Yeah.
You're already out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard Last Christmas yet?
Oh, you know what? I had a
What?
I can't even play the game. I watched a movie called Last Christmas. How was I supposed to know that song that was the song of the movie?
The Wham one.
Yes, the whole thing was about George Michael and Wham.
Oh, I was listening to a Christmas playlist while cooking.
Ah,
Hack?
I played it while DJing.
Wow.
I had to somebody requested it, and I had to take myself out of the game. And
you don't know what this is, for the rest of you who can have fun, maybe play with me. Your goal is to make it to Christmas without hearing that song.
But what's the joy? I love that song.
I know, but it's just so overplayed, so you just got to duck and cover. You got to, like, you gotta, if you're going into, like, St. Nick's, a Christmas store, you put your noise-canceling headphones on and walk in, you're like, I can't hear you. Like, you just...
You could still see.
I know, but when people talk, they're like trying to tell you, and you're like, I can't hear. What song is playing right now?
Can I take my headphones off?
Okay. The other one is, All I Want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I'm still in on that one, actually.
Same playlist. Okay. Yeah. And I skipped it, but
all right, never mind. Screw the fun game. Let's play his game.
Okay.
I have some Christmas trivia here. Yes. I think, how do you want to buzz in? Just say your name or a letter or whatever.
I'm going to say my safe word.
Oh, sometimes I panic and I forget my own name. Okay. So I might just yell.
Whatever utterance.
You have to say a word. Okay. It has to be the same word. My safe word is pancakes, as anyone who's dated me knows.
Why are you telling us?
Okay. That was actually the first trivia question. Slacker, give it away.
I'm just going to say.
Just say Erica.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number one. What was grandma drinking when she got run over by a reindeer?
Christmas Eve.
I don't know the...
Pancakes!
Yes?
Eggnog.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you! Everyone, that was Jamie White's bell that he just broke.
No.
So all you little narcs who text...
It's not broken.
It works.
You know,
works.
Eggnog was my first thought. But I figured I must be wrong. Does it say that in the song?
It does.
She was drinking eggnog. She was drinking eggnog or something like that. Yeah, there's a line in there. I only know the chorus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
a little easier one.
One to nothing.
Okay.
What is Scrooge's favorite two-word phrase?
Pancakes.
Oh, dang it! See, I forgot my name.
Slacker.
Bah humbug.
Oh, see. I didn't know. Oh,
you're holding this up.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, it works.
I didn't know if humbug was two words.
Bah.
I know. I was worried that humbug was two words.
Oh, so you thought it was three total.
Oh, humbug.
Not going well for old Erica. Okay.
In The Night Before Christmas, what type of headgear does Mama wear?
Headgear?
In The Night Before Christmas.
Twas the night
Erica?
Before Christmas. Erica?
A bonnet?
I can find you something like that. Hold on, give me a second.
You said headgear, and I'm picturing braces.
Yeah. So before Christmas, and all through the house, and a creature was stirring, and even a mouse. Oh, and Pa in his something, and Ma in her.
Ma in her. You're there.
Okay.
You're there.
I'm going to say your name.
Text pancakes. In if you know it too. 303-222-5423.
Cap?
Papa's in his cap.
Damn it! Wow.
Aaron can steal.
What else is a hat?
Oh, God. Ma in her kerchief.
Kerchief!
What the heck is that?
Damn it!
Dad in his cap.
What is a kerchief?
No points on that one.
I just want everyone to know that our boss just walked by and looked very alarmed.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a tissue?
Like a bandana.
Kerchief? Yeah. Like
bandana.
Kind of tie up.
But she's wearing, like, she looks
bonnet
like.
Bonnet is very close.
What's the girl on the side of the airplane or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a kerchief on.
Rosie the Riveteer.
Okay.
Aaron.
Yeah. Name the two reindeer whose names begin with C.
Erica? Comet and Cupid.
Yeah.
Nice. Erica's on the board.
2 points for a slacker.
Okay.
1 point for Erica. Goose egg for Aaron.
Okay. Let's see.
How many more are there? Just want to know.
We can stop whenever I have a comfortable lead.
Oh. Well, the texters have been texting stop for a while.
What is Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Aaron? Carrot.
Erica!
Yes?
A button.
A button nose.
Oh, yes.
I know. It's I want to say carrot, too.
Corn cob pipe and a button nose.
There's...
Damn it! It is with a corn cob pipe and a button nose.
And two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman.
All right, so now it's 2-2.
Yep.
It is 2-2.
So should this be the
This can be the decider.
Or this one could be worth 3 points.
Okay. Also, I want you to know that I have turned Erica's microphone off.
No!
All right, what do you got?
In the Winter Wonderland, in the Winter Wonderland song are the words, "We can build a snowman." Who do we pretend that he is?
Huh?
Pancakes!
Slacker?
In the Winter Wonderland song, we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown?
Let's go!
Parson Brown!
Who's Parson Brown?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've got a story about a romance gone awry at one of my favorite places on earth.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Culver's.
Close.
No. I've got a story of something that I would do in a weird way, and I didn't know it was kind of illegal or frowned upon.
Well, Aaron, we're not shocked.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in, where's Purdue?
Indiana?
The university, you mean?
Yeah.
Purdue?
Yeah,
Indiana.
A man in Indiana.
Yay. I was ready to do a Florida scream right there.
Sorry.
No. All
right. Now, was walking around the university, as one does.
Yeah.
Covered completely, head to toe.
Yes.
Peanut butter.
What?
He was shirtless.
Is that the thing you didn't know was illegal?
Yeah.
And you would do?
And you would do.
I love peanut butter.
On you?
Listen.
Is this some sort of thing we need to know?
It's not like a kink or anything. No, I just really love peanut butter. Well, the authorities say that the man wasn't aggressive.
How can you be aggressive when you're covered?
Slip and slide.
He eventually left the area.
What?
But the cleanup was crazy. They had to sanitize all nearby surfaces due to allergy risks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He's just spreading the peanut allergies.
Yeah.
Did he go there?
How would there?
No idea.
You're telling me there wouldn't be a pack of wild dogs chasing this man down?
Or like bears?
I have one more question. I know this is supposed to be not an interview, but like, was he clothed?
He was shirtless. It doesn't say anything about pants.
So,
but he was covered in peanut butter. So, was he shirtless then? It's like the painted ladies or whatever.
No.
Are they wearing clothes?
Was there peanut butter on his pants, or was there peanut butter on his, you know?
We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Seems dangerous to be like, here's some peanut butter on my junk.
Dangerous if there's dogs.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Is he a crunchy or a smooth guy?
Okay.
Ooh, spreading the crunchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'd be difficult.
That's a lot.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Go!
Please don't say it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
A woman and her boyfriend were out to dinner at my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh,
it's the butter.
When he saw on her phone, she had pictures of her holding hands and kind of hugging another man.
Whoa.
He said, I won't stand for this. Give me 4 of those rolls to go, and I'm out of here.
Wow.
He left her there.
That's no good kidding. For her.
He went back later that night.
Yeah.
After finishing the rolls, I assume.
Yeah.
With the cinnamon butter. To grab some of his things. That's when she locked him in the bathroom and attacked him with a machete.
Oh, my gosh.
She did the bad thing.
Yes. He had the gall.
To leave her.
He didn't share the rolls.
Wait.
What?
She attacked him with the machete.
Did she kill him?
He got a deep laceration to his elbow.
Wow.
And, the woman was arrested at her apartment. She's being charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
No kidding.
You
got a deep laceration, you can put on that.
What's that?
Peanut butter.
Ooh. I'm going to go cinnamon butter.
Whatever butter you put on.
Yeah, I cover myself in it too. Aaron. You don't hang out with us on the weekends, but.
Gross.
Those?
Yeah, there it is.
We're all the sticky people we can
call. Let's see what you did there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.